Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Hopping into Who Was Right Last Night courtroom this morning, we've got Hannah. And Hannah, you got a little dust up with your husband, Kyle. And what in the world is going on here?
Yes, I'm not happy this morning. I will tell you all that. We went out last night to our regular date night spot, our restaurant. I won't say the name, but it's a local spot. It's our spot that we go to, and we go like once or twice a week.
You don't even have to look at the menu.
Exactly. Yes. They know us there. So we got really bad service. Like our waiter, we've seen them before, but they've never waited on us before, but they were just like not paying attention to us, not bringing us our food in a timely manner. I had a second drink before my food even came out.
Oh, so it took a while.
At least you were getting drinks.
Yeah,
so let me see if I follow along so far. You're drunk. And you're no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Hannah.
Hey, I can hold my liquor. Okay, it's not about that. So our food, when it does come out, my fries were like cold, like dry and cold. And like they'd been sitting under that lamp, you know, for a long time. I was like really annoyed because that's my favorite part of my dish is my fries. I'm a fry gal. And my husband, he got a steak and usually it's like medium rare. And this was medium well. And it was just, it was not what we normally expect from our place.
Okay.
Right? It's like very, very strange kind of service and quality. That's not what we expected.
So you're saying this was an anomaly?
Yes, exactly. So I said to my husband, like, hey, we need to say something. This is not okay. This is ridiculous. Like, we should just, like, speak up, maybe get some of this taken off the bill. You know, just, like, we should be comfortable here. We come here all the time. They know us. And he's like, no, 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 don't say anything. Like, it's probably just, you know, an off night, whatever. If we say something, they're going to give us worse service next time and all this stuff. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, it felt like they were taking us for granted because we're regulars.
Oh.
And I was so frustrated. So anyway, we're kind of like going back and forth about this. And finally, he's like not budging on it. He's like, I'm not going to say anything. So I just go out to the car and he pays the bill. I have no idea if he tipped. I said to him, like, you should not tip. This was terrible service. And like, tipping is based on service, not, it's not just like a sure thing. And like, ugh, don't get me started on like tipping culture and like everybody needing a tip.
Yeah, we've had that in Who Was Right before. Yeah. We don't need to debate that.
He pays, I'm out of the car, he gets in the car, and like we just like start right back up with the argument. We're just going at each other. And I'm just like, I can't believe that you didn't say something. Like, that is so frustrating to me. And he's just like, well, you know, if I had said something, then like, we're going to have to find a new spot for us. And I'm like, I don't want to go back there. Why would we go back there? We had terrible food. We had terrible service. This is our date night. We
ruined the whole night. I feel you, girl.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, don't mess with my food.
Right. Don't mess with my food. Don't mess with my date night. So anyway.
Wow. All right, Hannah, we have heard your story. So we're going to side with either you say something or Kyle zip it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Statman, where are you at?
Now, is the restaurant under new management or was there a change up in the kitchen or anything like that?
I don't think so. I think everything is normal, like business as usual, as far as we know.
So they're not going through like some sort of change where this was a fluke, but maybe that doesn't matter. I think you definitely say something. If you go there as often as you do, and they're comfortable with you in there, and they know who you are, then they should be able to have that honest communication and be able to talk about it. Now, don't jump down the waiter's throat and dance on his liver over it, but definitely maybe bring it up like, hey, we come here a lot and these fries aren't like they're normally served. Can I get some fresh ones? But in Kyle's defense, every time I've ever sent back food, I'm always afraid they're going to spit on it and send it back. So I understand why he didn't want to say something. But this is your normal spot. You should feel comfortable. So I'm on Team Hannah today.
Yeah, and I would think that management, you know, since they probably know you guys, they want to keep their customers happy and especially their regulars coming back. I think you just got unlucky a little bit to get a bad experience. I probably would have been like Kyle and not said anything, but I definitely would have like complained to you about it. Like, can you believe this? What is happening here? Hannah, was it super busy and that's why maybe you guys kind of got neglected? Not that that's really a good excuse either. You're supposed to be taking care of everybody.
No, it was not that busy. It seemed like maybe the waiter had like 4 tables in our section.
Also, like the fries being cold, that's not the server's fault either. That's unless they're kitchen? Not going no. to get the food. It could
They've
be the
been
kitchen.
Sitting there for a while.
Who
yeah.
do we point the finger at? Not me. I'm kidding. But going back to my answer, I think it was maybe just a one bad time. If it happens again, speak up.
I'm going with you don't say anything. I mean, I'm with Kyle on this because it's just, I mean, if you're there all the time and this was, like you said, an anomaly, if it happens the next time you go, say something. If it didn't, you know, but this time, maybe let it slide. Everybody has a bad night from time to time. Don't say anything until the next time.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear from some more people that work in this industry. And
they can make up our other jury today, 749-B105 and also through the B105 app, Hannah. But I say don't quit the restaurant. Don't quit that one.
Right.
You know, give them another shot,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell Kyle he was right last night. 749-B105, also through the B105 app. Get your comments in right now.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It was right last night. This morning on B105, we heard from Hannah, who went out with her husband Kyle on their date night to their favorite spot. They go there a couple of times a week, but last time they went, the service was horrible. You know, not a good experience. Kyle was like, let's let this slide. And Hannah's like, we need to say something. Don't tip. Do all this. They got in a big argument about it. We're all over the place with this one, and so are you. So let's go to our other jury members. Mike in Middletown says he has a similar story. What do you say?
Yeah, we had me and my girlfriend and I go to in Kenwood, and we had a bad experience with ladies on the phone all the time. Other waiters were serving us instead of our regular hostess. I wrote a note on there and told her, here's a dollar tip, and if you would give us better service, you'll get a better tip. A month later, we came in there. She came up, and we were getting ready to order our drink. She said, you guys both want and knew exactly what we wanted. She remembered us and was top service. And
wow.
we tipped her another $20 just for her service.
Thank you for sharing that, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Cindy is on Team Hannah. Why is that?
As a restaurant manager, I'm on Team Hannah all the way. We like to know when situations like this happen. It brings our attention to issues that are arising so that we can take care of them, preferably right away. We get new food out that is prepared correctly and hot to make the customers happy so that they do not leave discouraged and not wanting to come back.
So they don't leave with a bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Have you ever comped anybody's meal because their service was so bad?
I have.
Oh, see, that's great.
You're the stand-up thing. Yeah.
Right on. Okay, so I'm never going to get good service ever again and talking to every manager at every restaurant.
Oh, boy.
No, that's a little different. I mean, you can't eat half your food and then tell us that you didn't like it.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Hala from Cincinnati is also Team Hannah. Why is that?
Hey, so my family grew up in restaurant business. We've had a restaurant business our whole life. My brother has 2 restaurants currently, and one thing that he always says is if something comes out to the dining room and it's not good and you don't send it back, the kitchen just assumes that everything went out great.
Oh.
So at the end of the night, you know, they reflect on, you know, how it went, and if nothing comes back, their assumption is we did great. We had a great night.
Jeff from West Harrison works in the industry and has another opinion on this. What do you got?
I've been in the industry for over 30 years, so I definitely have a different opinion on this. You never know. The cook might have called off, the manager's cooking. But from my perspective, as a great manager, I want to know. I want someone to tell me because I would say something. Because what about all the other people that are coming in to eat? If there's an issue, at least give the managers of the restaurant a chance to fix it. But then on the other end, as they're talking about this, when they go eat there and they have great service, great food, do they speak up then and say something to the manager?
Oh, yeah. Say when they're doing a great job, too.
Yeah. Just so, not just the negative. Do the positive, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Skyline Sue calling in for something other than the dad joke today, the manager of the downtown Skyline. What say you, Sue?
I say they should say something. Yeah. Some of my best customers were the ones that brought things to my attention that I wasn't even aware of, and they still come back because now I know them and I know them by name.
Right. You built that relationship, and it was like a constructive criticism. Like, nobody was a jerk when, you know, maybe critiquing something.
Correct. Folks are the ones that are bringing in the revenue for you, so you should appreciate the feedback.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105
wants to send you on an instant spring break to Florida.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So 25 hours from right now, we will be looking for someone to go on an instant spring break to Florida. Starting tomorrow morning around 7 o'clock, we're going to start looking for people who are listening to us on the B105 app. We're going to randomly select one and then call them. And if you answer with a certain phrase, you're going to an instant spring break to Florida.
Literally leaving tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And the phrase is, I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
That's okay. All you say. No hellos, no greetings, no pleasantries, just that.
And when you leave tomorrow afternoon at 1:55 from CVG heading to Florida, I am going to ask you to check on my daughter, Dara, because she is down there still on her spring break. We've been following her, and I've been using her bank account to kind of keep up with what she's doing. So, So it took a hit yesterday, guys. I hate to tell you this, because I did get a FaceTime from her yesterday afternoon. They were at Disney Springs, the big shopping thing that you can go to.
Oh, everything costs money there.
Oh, of course, yeah. And it doesn't cost money to get in, because you're going to spend a lot when you're there. I have been there many times with Dara. I have seen her in action, and I'm like, oh boy, this is going to hit the bank account. Surprisingly, she didn't do too bad. I mean, she loves to shop, but she did FaceTime me from the Coca-Cola store. And
yeah.
So she's holding up this big Coca-Cola sweatshirt, and she's like, Dad, everybody thinks I should get this, but I don't know. I want to know what you think. You think? And what do you think was the first words out of my mouth?
What size is it?
No.
Are you going to wear it?
No. How much does it cost?
Oh, that makes sense.
And she, because I know it's a Coca-Cola. She goes, $60.
Well, I was going to say $45.
Yeah, she said $60. And I said, yeah, well, it's pretty, you know, and
what
it's
color
nice.
Was it?
It was all kind of multicolored, like tan, and had these, it was, you know, different colored sleeves. And
cute.
That is cute. But I said, you know, Dara, I said, here's the question you ask yourself, and you should always ask yourself this all the time on vacation. Is there another point where I'll ever wear this again?
Well, I mean, she does like to wear those bigger sweaters and like leggings. It's kind of a trend.
But Coca-Cola, I mean, the Coca-Cola logo. I mean, I don't know that she drinks Coca-Cola. So,
is this the one thing that you're going to have to remember this trip by?
Yeah. I'm surprised that she FaceTimed you and asked.
Well, she did. She was like, what do you think? So I said, well, you know, you do whatever you decide. I mean, that if that's your thing. She said, I didn't really buy a big souvenir when we were at Disney World. So Like, you do
see,
it.
Then
you know what I see in my head of why she may have FaceTimed you?
What?
Her daddy Warbucks to Venmo or some more money down there.
She's still doing good. She's she hasn't gone through half of what I gave her yet.
Wow. How much did you give her?
You don't need to know
$500?
That. You don't need to know
nosy.
That.
I'm so nosy. $700?
You are so nosy when it comes to money. However.
He gave her a grand.
I said, I'll leave you to your own devices on this Coca-Cola sweatshirt and... Probably 30 minutes later, I got a text from her that said I decided not to get it.
So she did not get it.
So I'm proud of her.
You had me hanging there.
Me too. I'm shocked.
So no Coca-Cola sweatshirt, and I'm checking no other huge purchases at Disney Springs. She's doing all right.
And you could always buy a Coca-Cola sweatshirt online probably for half that cost.
Not at the Coca-Cola store.
But see, it's a memory.
We'll see. All right. Go, Dara. Keep having fun.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
So over the weekend, we received an alarming text message from Statman over there that said, hey, y'all, I'm on Facebook dating.
And we're like,
wait, what?
What about Kayla?
Yeah, what about, and you said, and so is Jesse and Anna.
Yep, what? The three of us are on Facebook dating.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You're always talking about these pineapples for swingers. And yesterday it was the loofah on your antenna in Florida. Means that what? So that's where my mind went. I mean, what happened over here? Why are you on Facebook dating?
All right. So a good friend of mine, he doesn't want me to use his name on the radio because he's currently active on there and he doesn't want to ruin his chances. He's just scrolling through, you know, eligible ladies that I guess he's up.
Sure.
And then he comes across my picture. And he's like, wait, what in the world? And I guess this woman was at a concert and took a picture with me. And then Jesse and Anna are kind of to the side. And posted it up there and thought she looked good in it and would use it on her dating profile.
So that's one of her pics when you go to her... Okay.
And it's like the first pic. It's like that's what you see when you're scrolling.
That's her main one. That's the billboard. It's supposed to catch your eye.
Well, it did. You know, you're using like local people. It looks like she's fun.
Yeah, out and about. And she was at a concert looking good.
Right?
So I'm sure she wanted to use that as her pic. But... I ran back into my buddy yesterday and he told me he went on a date with her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, hang on. I'm going to put out a warning to you right now, Statman. This lady is obviously a B105 listener.
Yes. And so, I want to give her a tip on how it went south so quick.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to help her out here.
Whoa.
So it didn't go. Okay. I'm just letting you. Okay. Go ahead.
First of all, I told my buddy that first impressions could go bad all the time. You know, give her a second chance. But he said he showed up for the date, she opened the door, and it was like Cheech and Chong were chilling on her couch. A waft of smoke came pouring out of the apartment. He's not a smoker, and he's actually sober. He's a recovered addict. So that smell of the marijuana just turned his stomach, and instantly he was like, I don't know about this. And
But so, they continued, like, they went to dinner or whatever?
They went bowling.
Yeah.
He said they had a great time and he did follow up with, you know, nice recovery. You're a great person. If you could just kick that little smoking habit to the side, maybe we could try again.
And her motor skills were intact for bowling. Like she wasn't just, you know, at the bar or eating a bunch of munchies.
I don't think they even made it to dinner. She just killed concessions.
Y'all's corn dogs are great. So there might be another date.
Yeah. And really? I am still on her page as her profile pic. Yeah. And Jesse
it all
and
makes
Anna.
Sense now. Hold please. Are you connecting the dots between this woman and Statman and her photo there?
Sharing the devil's lettuce, I see.
He didn't even get it.
Maybe that's
oh
why.
Oh, my God. Come on. That
marijuana affects the memory.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. B105 wants to send you on an instant spring break to Florida.
Hey, it's Ashley. Didn't win the $119,000 at the Queen of Hearts tonight, but I got some people that are wanting to go to Florida when we call their phone at 7 o'clock on Friday morning. If they're lucky enough, listening on the app, if we call you at 7 o'clock in the morning, what are you going to say?
I'm asleep. What do you want?
She ain't going. What about you?
I want a trip to Florida?
No, that's not it. He's thinking. He's still thinking. It's a free trip. You leave at 1:55 on Friday if we call your phone and you say this.
I want B105 to send me to Florida.
now.
You got it!
Hey! It took him a while to get there, but he made it, and that's exactly what you need to say tomorrow morning. First of all, let's explain this, because we're getting a lot of emails and stuff through the B105 app. That's what you need to be listening on, the B105 app, for to be eligible.
Right. There's no, like, call-in or write-in on the app. All you have to be doing is listening to the app.
Which you might be doing right now. Just do exactly what you're doing now tomorrow.
And make sure your information is up to date, most specifically your phone number, because we're going to look at all people that are listening to us through the app, randomly select one. We're going to call it. And the first thing out of your mouth, not hello, hey, is this B105? Nothing. Needs to be,
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
And if you say that right off the bat, you will be wheels up at CVG 155 on your way to Florida.
That's so exciting. And you get to bring somebody with you. So hopefully you got somebody watching your pets or taking your trash out or all of that covered. Your bags are packed.
Yeah.
You're literally leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. So if you don't say that, if you're like, hello.
Good morning.
We're going to hang up. We're just going to say, gone. Not to be rude, but time's a-wasting. And obviously it is, because TikTok, you're going to be leaving that afternoon, like we said. So we'll call the next person.
You're such a nice guy, Dave. Are you going to be all right tomorrow afternoon, knowing we're going to have to hang up on people and there's going to be people out there like mad?
It's going to be tough.
Wait, this is where the teamwork comes in. I'll hang up on them.
Yeah, you hang up.
I got you.
I got to tell you, I mean, this is honestly weighing on my mind so much that last night I had dreams about this contest. And this is 100% true. I dreamed all night, all right, we've called the first person and they went, and then we hung up. I'm like, oh,
he's anxiety about it.
Brutal. I know. It's the game. It's not you. We all know you're a nice guy. But you're the one with the button over there.
I know. So starting tomorrow morning,
we're going to need you to reach over there.
I'll around this time.
I'm a people pusher, not a button pusher.
Get one of those things.
Here we go.
Push up, pick up trash with and pop it off for me over here. All right.
The thing the teacher uses to point at the board.
Yeah.
Watch out. You're directing it over there.
And I'm telling you, if you don't already have the B105 app downloaded and registered on your phone, here is a great reason to get that done today. 7:13.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
For Statman over here, since you have three dogs, you're always taking them out for walks.
Oh, yeah. It's a disaster, but I still do it.
What's the most interesting thing you've ever found when you were walking Chi-Chi, Cha-Cha, and Bibi?
Can I say a martini?
You found a martini. Well, that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it was at my neighbor's house.
I stumbled into a martini. But nothing ever like on the side of the road or like kind of just somebody discarded or anything like that?
A shoe.
Kind
of random.
Yeah. I don't think a shoe would end up in the museum, would it?
No.
Okay.
No.
But that's what's happened to a Damien Bachetto in the village of Cruzy in southern France. He was taking his dog out for a walk in 2022.
Yeah.
And he's walking by a recently exposed cliff that had kind of deteriorated.
Oh.
Looks over and sees skeleton bones.
Stop.
Now, after a couple of days of excavating on his own, he discovered they were the nearly complete skeleton of a massive long-necked titanosaur that roamed the earth 70 million years ago. A titanosaur.
Dinosaur bones he found.
Just a huge, huge bones of dinosaur. A titanosaur is the kind he found. So he shared his findings with members of the Archaeological and Paleontology Association there at the Cruzy Museum, and they began a painstakingly long 2-year excavation and have now completely removed this 70-million-year-old titanosaur skeleton from the sandstone, and it's now open and displayed to the public at the Cruzy Museum.
Who knew? You're just on a walk, and you're going to uncover history like that.
That's amazing.
That's 70-million-year-old history. I mean, come on. So this was such a thing for this guy, Damien Bachetto, that he decided to leave his current job in the energy sector and pursue a degree in paleontology so he can continue to look for finds like the one he found walking his dog.
Oh,
that,
but, yeah. I got a spoiler alert for you, brother. You might not ever top that.
That's true. You already did like the biggest, coolest thing ever and just stumbled upon it.
I mean, come on. A titanosaur from 70 million years ago you found because you took your dog for a walk. Brother, enjoy your new career. And if you're ever in southern France at the Cruzy Museum and you see it, you know the story about it now. Thank you for the good vibes this morning.
And I'll give that dog a bone.
B105. This is the Big Dave Podcast.
now less than 24 hours away from B105 sending you and someone you care deeply about on a instant spring break tomorrow morning. So we're going to start this around 7:10. We're going to tell you all the information about that here momentarily. But in the meantime, getting ready for this all week, we've been sharing stories about our spring breaks of the past. I'm also monitoring my daughter, Dara, as she's down in Florida on her spring break, her first ever college spring break.
Monitoring her by watching her bank account.
Yeah, seeing what, you know, tactic. Well, I can keep up with her that way. Oh, she's here, she's there, so she's all over the place.
She's everywhere.
And she's doing a safe spring break at Disney and doing the parks and that.
Having fun.
I went full on
we know
MTV
you did.
Spring Break 99.
We have found out that Statman has many stories from spring break to share, so much so that we've had to invent a wheel that we spin to see what we're... So yesterday's is off. That was the jellyfish and story that we all... Today, our choices are going to be almost died. Isn't that happen daily to you? I don't know. And dine and dash. All right, so all let right. me give the real spin and see which one it lands on today. Dine and dash. Okay. All right, Stat.
All right. I hope this is long enough. A time has passed. We're all grown up now that nobody will get in trouble. But we're going down to Daytona Beach. My buddies that I was in the car with were bragging that last year they went. They all went to, we'll just say, a restaurant a lot of crackers are at, a barrel of them. And they dined and dashed. And they saved a ton of money, and they were able to spend it on beer down in...
Oh, my gosh. Terrible. How much is a meal there? Like $7?
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. It's just the excitement of it or something.
I can see that poor old man at the old country store sign, like, where'd they go?
So I'm like, okay. Exactly. The poor old lady up front just selling trinkets.
You're worried about the guy on the sign? What about the server?
I know.
So we go there. We're joking about it beforehand. We go to a different restaurant because they don't want to go back to the same one they committed their crime at. And we're sitting there, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to, you know, use the restroom, wash my hands. I'm going to go outside, take a break. Here's my portion of the bill. I put some money on the table, and I go to the restroom. And while I'm walking back to go out front, I look over, and they're gone. I'm like, oh, well, that was fast. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I go outside, and I'm just standing on the front porch looking around like, wait, where's the car? All of a sudden, they just pull up, door opens. They're like, get in. Let's go. And I'm geez. Like, wait, no, dude, guys, I paid already. What's happening? Sure enough, I get in the car. They all skipped out on their bills, and I paid.
Yeah. You were the good one.
Yes.
Well, he's also the one that still just wasn't on the same page as the group.
No,
and I mean, nothing has changed.
Crime's committed, and I'm just hanging out front, and standing around, just, hey, I'm here to be arrested. Look at me. There's no dashing. I just dined.
I think this is just terrible. I mean, not you, them. Oh, yeah. I think that's one of the worst things you can do.
You never did it?
No. I would never in a million years be able to. You know why? Because my conscience would overtake me. I'd be down there like, hey, I just showed up. I want to wash dishes or something.
I'd stop on the way back. And I thought about that, too. I was like, maybe we should stop at that restaurant and make good for good karma. But you know what? It served us right. Because later we went and got stung by jellyfish in the ocean. So
B105 wants to send you on an instant spring break to Florida.
All right. So none of what he just mentioned you do on this trip because you're representing us. I just want you to know that. But tomorrow morning around 7:10, we're going to start calling people who are listening to us exclusively on the B105 app.
Yeah, this is not a call-in contest. You don't need to write anything. There's nowhere for you to sign up. You literally just open your B105 app around 7, start listening. And we have, I don't know, the creeper technology to randomly select someone who's listening.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a call, and you have to say something very specific.
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
That's it.
It can't be, hi, hello, good morning, Big Dave, oh my gosh.
Nope.
Look, just as a tip, every call you get tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour, just answer it that way.
I see how you referred back to the tips.
Yeah. But did you leave a tip or your... Okay, never mind.
Anyway.
All right, so get on that B105 app right now. Make sure your information is updated so the correct phone number is in there. because you have a chance to literally go on an instant spring break, and you will leave tomorrow afternoon from CVG.
Pack bags tonight.
Wheels up at 1:55 tomorrow afternoon. That's amazing.
Somebody's going to be on the beach all this weekend, and they have no idea right now.
Pro tip now coming in the form of the large one, Grover Collins, who found his way in the studio. What is it?
I just thought of this morning driving in, listening to you guys, because normally I listen on the radio. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be going to work when our instant spring break vacation happens at 7 a.m. If you have Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, stream while you're in your car and don't listen to your radio. So you're streaming and we'll know you're streaming. And I just don't want anyone to lose on the opportunity. Oh, I'm going to be in the car. Well, you can still stream us and listen if you have Apple CarPlay or Android Auto on your smartphone. Yeah, instead of listening to your radio.
Or you could just stream, put the volume down, put it in your pocket.
Could do that, too. Don't forget to stream, I guess.
That's the thing. All right, so it's happening soon. Pro tip from the large one, Grover Collins.
How's your anxiety, Dave?
Oh, it's better.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. Big Dave Show, dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we have Michael. He works for Pacific in Fairfield. They make parts for Toyota. He is not a father of one just yet, but you got one on the way, Michael?
Yeah, we just did the ultrasound Tuesday.
Oh, did you find out if it's a boy or girl?
No, it's too early for that.
Well, congratulations. That's super exciting.
Yeah, you got to see the little heartbeat. That's so cool. All right, Michael, give us that about to become a dad joke. Let's have it.
Why did the computer leave his house?
I don't know. Why did the computer leave his house?
Because there was a mouse next to his keys.
All right. That's so silly. Wow. Come on.
Whoa.
Michael, I tell you what, you got a little bit of time to brush up on your dad jokes before the baby arrives, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Good job, buddy. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. And yep, time to get another member into our B105 Country Club. And today from Cleves, Ohio, we welcome in Shelly Hutzel.
Hi, Shelly. How are we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good. We're happy to welcome you into the club.
I'm excited.
I think it's kind of cool that you're on your second chapter. You worked in the medical field for 30 years before you changed to a new career.
I sure did.
So what do you do now?
I'm an office manager for a heating and air company.
Oh, that's totally different.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of the clients at your first job have different needs than the ones at your new job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the ones at the new job are a lot cooler.
Hey.
Or maybe hotter. You never know. And speaking of hot, Shelly, I see in your application to join the club that you met your husband on Match.com.
I sure did.
All right. Give us the details. Come on.
I went through many frogs before I found my prince.
So what was it about this prince that stuck out from all the frogs?
He was just, he took it very slow. We talked for a long time before we ever went on our first date. And he's just a genuinely good man.
You listened at the doctor's office to B105. And I love this, that you would listen to us on your computer. And the one thing you asked your kids for Christmas was what?
A Bluetooth speaker. So I listen to you every day when I drive to work, and then I turn it on as soon as I get here in the office.
Wow. You're racking up the B105 hours there, Shelly.
I am. It's great.
You going to be listening on Friday in the 7 o'clock hour in the morning?
I sure am.
What are you going to say if we end up calling you?
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
Wow. She got it. All right. She got it. Hold it.
Shelly is paying attention. All right. Well, you're going to get your B105 Country Club jersey now, Shelly, and the only thing left to do is to tell us what song we're playing next on the station.
Cole Swindell, Heads Carolina, Tails California.
There we go. All right. Flip a coin, girl. Here we let's do it, and welcome to the club, Shelly.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.